Good evening, good morning, whatever. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Tuesday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio, our fourth and final hour, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and we're glad you're here. It's April 3rd, 2007, 2 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. For those of you trying to listen on the Internet, you can't hear me anyway, but apparently the Internet feed is down, so it's been down for a few hours. I apologize for that. I have no idea why. I have no idea how to fix it. I have no idea who you should call. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, and let's get back to Jay in Michigan. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Frank. Yeah, I was just kind of talking about, you know, how I became saved.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's hard to get the word out to people. Mm-hmm. I find myself in kind of a precarious situation because it's a very hot topic. I mean, right away.
Sure.
You know, I want to jump into that, and, you know, it's pretty hard, but, you know, maybe that's part of the burden, but I don't let it stop me.
Good.
I've lost my best friend. I haven't seen him for a year because this happened to me about 13 months ago.
What happened?
The truth.
Mm-hmm.
The matrix.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing. I mean,
you know, a lot of people don't survive that, Jay. They really don't.
Hunter S. Thompson died, I believe, because he knew the truth, but the man did not have God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he did the movie Live and Die in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very prolific writer, very smart man, knew all about the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? He didn't have the faith to keep it going.
That's true.
And I think that's why he took his life.
Yeah, and that's, you know, it's such a tragic thing when you hear about these things. It is all about faith. It really, truly is. And I think that, it, like I said, inevitably, for people that get this and that are okay with it, they have that spiritual foundation that they can stand strong on. That's the only way to do it. Otherwise, none of it makes sense. You don't understand. You say, I can't believe it. Everything I've ever been taught is a lie. Everything I've ever heard is false. Everyone who I cared about is deceived. What do I do? You have no will to go on. You have no reason. You have no frame of reference for the whole thing. But when you understand that it's like a big opportunity for us to do something with what we've been given or to do nothing with it, if you find out about the truth, where do you go from there? Well, you tell somebody or you tell lots of somebodies. And, Jay, I understand. I mean, it sounds to me like this is relatively new as far as, you know, this sort of feeling of being, you know, completely isolated. I understand. You know, I've spent 7 years in this building, and you know, obviously many of the faces and the names have changed. I think I've been here longer than anyone else except for the owner. And you know, all the time, you know, people would, you know, I walk through the hall and they're great to me, you know, no doubt, I have no complaints. But at the same time, I think they all think I'm insane, you know, to some degree. I mean, granted, but the point is, when they have questions, they come and ask me, so what do you make of this whole thing going on here, here, and here? And that's when I just crank out the facts. So what I do is I make it available to people. You know, I guess I would view it as sort of like, well, to use a frame of reference that I despise, like I view it like McDonald's. I don't need to be out there advertising that I have Chicken McNuggets, but if you're looking for Chicken McNuggets, you know where to go. So that's where people can find the truth when they want to ask questions about things they maybe have heard me talk about on the show or whatnot. They'll call me up and say, all right, I have to know about these chemtrails, or I have to know about this, what's up with this war? Are we going to go to war with Iran, or what's up with the oil prices, or how's this work? And you know, my grandma has MS. What can I do about that? What do you suggest? You know, things like that. That's what I love. I love just being a resource for people. And that's what we can do, because otherwise, it you know, and I have many, many friends, and they all think I'm insane. But they still, you know, they still love me, I guess, because of the you know, the past we've had and whatnot. But at the same time, it's hard, my friend. It is hard. But I think when you have that faith, you have everything you need. Now, hang on, folks. We got another break. We'll be back in three, though, with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. 800-313-9443. Let's get back to Jay in Michigan. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hey, Frank. You know, it's kind of hard to hold back, you know, the sense of urgency that you want to just ram the gospel down people's throat. And I guess that's one of my things I have a problem dealing with because of the sense of urgency, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if someone was, and I know full well that if someone was doing it to me, I would resist it, but when you know, and you know the time,
yes,
and you know the consequences, you know, what's a guy to do, you know?
It's hard. It is. It's very, very hard.
The consciousness of people, it has to change. They all say, oh, you're not doing nothing. You're just talking to me about it, which, you know, they equate to doing nothing.
I know.
When, you know, if you hit the right person, you know, they may be the one to spread it to five more, or you never know how it'll branch out.
Sure, absolutely.
I don't mean to sound frustrated, but
No. I completely understand, and it's difficult. I was just talking to a past guest on the show recently, just a couple of days ago, and he was saying how, you know, he has such a hard time, you know, talking to people. Sometimes they just don't do anything with the information, or they don't believe him. And he's like, I've done this for so many years, and it feels like I'm just, you know, not getting anywhere. And I said, you are. You just have to see it in context. And I said, this sounds awful to say, but the truth is not for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
And It's painful. It's painful to say because I would love it that, you know, we could just do this show and people are like, I can't believe it. What? That's it. I'm awake and I'm plugged in and I'm going to, you know, send it to everybody else. That there was just one issue, one program, 1 4-hour block that I could do that would wake up everybody. I wish that were the case, but I know that that's not the case. And the reason I know that is because of faith. And I would urge you, have you ever heard, you're relatively new to all this stuff, I guess, huh?
This last year, it's mm-hmm. been 24/7.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Have you ever, when I was doing mornings, I interviewed a guy named Martin Zender. Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Okay. If you go to my website, there's a link to his website, which is very easy. It's martinzender.com. When our archives went down, Martin Zender, courtesy of one of our listeners in, I want to say Hong Kong. I could be wrong. Maybe it's Taiwan. Anyway, he had recorded our interviews together, and he had sent him hard copies, which he posted on his website. So when our archives went down, we never lost those shows. So for a while, that was like the only thing that was available. And we've done many interviews together, and he said that God has told him no more interviews right now. So that's very interesting to me because I've heard that from other people as well. They've been told, you know, God says no more. So, you know, people have to, you know, at some level, I guess, exert a little bit of effort on their part. But if you go to his website, martinzender.com, we've done interviews about all of his books. And his books include How to Quit Church Without Quitting God, Martin Zender's Guide to Hell, which basically disproves the idea of eternal torment and damnation, which is a very important and very, very hard concept for a lot of people to swallow. And then he wrote one called Martin Zender's Guide to Intelligent Prayer, which is about why, you know, some people would view a prayer circle, you know, as far as like the number of people praying, that's more important. God hears those, you know, 300 people in one church more than he hears the one guy on his knees in his bedroom. And he disproves that.
Yeah, okay. That shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah, I know. But for a lot of people, it is. It just depends on where you're coming from. Like I said, there's two major camps that people come to come to faith with. They come out of organized religion, in which case they have their relationship with God, but not the understanding of God, and therefore they have it in their mind the complexities of organized religion, the rituals, the methodologies. For example, I was raised Catholic, so you know, for me, it's like when there's something bad, you know, the priest would say, "All right, Frank, you got to do 12 Hail Marys and 5 Our Fathers, and then you're absolved of your sins." So then it's like, "Oh, great! You know, all I got to do is get through these as quick as I can." And you're like, "Our Father, blah blah blah," you know, as quick as you can. And then there's something lost there. But at the same time, then the prayer becomes more ritualized rather than sincere. And then the people who don't come out of organized religion, they get it, but they get the simple concepts, but they have a hard time understanding God sometimes. And it depends on where you're coming from. But if you can marry those two together, I think you have a real true faith, an unshakable faith. And I understand what it's like, you know, when people first start waking up or they first, you know, have faith. You know, and it hits them like a rock on the back of the head. They want to tell everybody. They want to shake them and say, "I know it. I understand now. Let me share this with you so you can feel how I feel." Well, Martin Zender has also written a book called Flawed by Design, which describes why we have hardships in this life and why sort of what our role is and how we deal with them. And the gist of it is basically when something really hard comes along, you know, this incredible hardship or some sort of difficult experience that you have, that's when you can give it, you can truly learn to rely all on God and realize that you don't have any of this control, that you're not really shaping your destiny, that he's got it all and he always has. When you finally just give it to him and say, "Take it, I can't do it," that's when God makes something amazing happen, something miraculous. And he uses that to make a point to you. And to me and to everybody else that has that kind of experience when they just give it to him and say, "I can't deal with it. You know, it's too much. I'm giving it all to you, God. You shoulder this burden. Shift the weight back onto your shoulders and prove to me, you know, that you're everything I think you are." And he does every time. It's an amazing thing. And I don't mean to make it sound adversarial because it's not. But anyway, that's a fantastic book. And then the one he wrote most recently is called The Really Bad Thing About Free Will. And the really bad thing about free will that he talks about in his book, and I think proves it beyond a shadow of a doubt, is that it doesn't exist, which
no,
blows people's... Well, that's what he says, and I agree with him. I'm a predestination guy. I think everything's all laid out. And a lot of people say, "Well, what about this? What about that?" I just think that God has... He already knows what we're going to do. You know what I mean?
He's way ahead of us.
Sure. I mean, because otherwise, think of the role we're putting God into. He's not the all-powerful, all-knowing, omniscient being, the creator of heaven and earth. He's a guy with a blueprint. And every time you turn out of the driveway and decide to go left instead of right, he's got to run over there and change the whole grand design because you screwed it up with your free will. I don't believe that.
Free will leads to chaos, and all chaos is from man's thought.
Sure. I agree.
He's smarter than God.
Oh, yeah, or that we somehow have control over all this. I just think it's incredibly arrogant to think that we have the capacity to destroy or to save the world just by ourselves. I'm not saying that we should all just sort of lay back and let it all go down without doing anything. I do think we have to. But what I'm saying, in essence, and again, that's such a powerful and important book, but also, again, very hard for a lot of people to swallow because they've been, you know, they've been conditioned in various ways. But what it basically says is that, look, God reconciles all things to him. Everybody's saved. There's no choice in the matter necessarily. You're not, and I've had this discussion with great friends and great minds and people I have nothing but the highest levels of respect for, but they just don't get this one concept. And they'll say, well, I accepted Jesus and I'm saved. I'm like, so you did it yourself. And that's what Zender talks about so well. He's saying, look, what you're saying is that Jesus died and offered it to you. But you saved yourself by choosing to accept it. Is that to me is the height of arrogance. The idea that we saved ourselves, but it says it and he validates it all in the scriptures about how, you know, these things are already done and we're all saved. We're just not all saved at the same time. You know, and it goes through, it's a very, very long process. And you can see on his website the hours and hours and hours and hours we've devoted to the subject. But for somebody like yourself that maybe is frustrated by all this, and feels that sort of like, God, you know, why can't I wake more people up? Why can't I get them to see it? Well, I think if you listen to those and
well, I understand it, why.
Oh, I know still, you do. I know you do. Know, I just still, think you might take some comfort from it.
Yeah, I would like a little peace from it, actually.
Sure. Well, once you realize that it's in God's hands, you know that, you know, if this is a little rat race, if this is a maze and we're just looking for the cheese, we just got to perform the very best we can with what we've got. We just try to get to that goal line.
I don't know what my traits are. What if I have, you know, 10,000 traits and I don't know it, and I have all this in me that he gave me.
Yes.
Know, he opened up this knowledge for me to know.
Sure.
I comprehend it, and I want to do something with it, but not foolishly and not, you know, what if I have a lot of traits? You know,
yeah. Well, you know, and I always tell people...
That's fearing God.
Yeah. Well, they don't call it the parable of the talents for nothing. Have you read that one?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you know. I mean, it's not just about a form of currency. It's a metaphor for the gifts we've been given. And we have to use those in some capacity. And you know, I certainly pray on that all the time. And I say, look, I don't want to do radio. But if this is what you've given me, help me to do it the very best I can. So that way, you know, your message can get out there and the truth can get out there. And that even if there's one person every single night, just one for 4 hours, and they hear one little tidbit and it maybe, you know, their eyes sort of, you know, like they're waking up, it just flutters a little bit. That's a good place to start. So you have to look at it that way. And you can't be afraid. I mean, if you believe that it's predestined, if you believe that it's all going to work out the way it's supposed to, then you're not worried about it. See, I wish that I was one of those people sometimes that God just, you know, talks to them. People say, oh, I hear God all the time. Well, you know, unless you're speaking metaphorically, I don't hear him. He doesn't talk in my ear or anything. That'd be great.
No words were specifically exchanged, but...
But you feel
just
it.
A general knowing that this is it, and, you know, you do something with it, and if you don't, well, there's going to be some pretty serious consequences, and it's just to the bone.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll give you an example. When I was living in Atlanta, and I was between radio jobs. I'd been fired from one and hadn't been hired at the other one yet. I got a job offer to stay there, making like $45,000 a year. And then I got a job offer to come here for $20,000 a year. So substantially less in a state I didn't know anybody and all that jazz. Well, I ended up coming here, which ended up for the best, obviously. I mean, I met my wife here. I'm still here after 7 years. And the guy who'd offered me the job, not only did they lay off everybody, he lost his job too and subsequently lost his house and his relationship that he was in as their financial was built up. So, you know, I feel like God pointed me here and I came. Hold on a second, folks.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Well, I try my head again. I try not to sink in. This world I made from you.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone number 800-313-9443. Let's get back to Jay in Michigan. Jay, go ahead, sir.
Oh, Frank, thanks again for letting me talk on your show. It really is an honor.
No,
to comment on a couple of you had a couple guests on talking about some things
sure. That
really opened up my mind that were unopened. You know, really a big question marks in my mind
okay. Because
I knew something was there. I just wasn't sure what. That was the guest that spoke on the alien agenda
and
all the bioengineering and
the
possibility of why, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah was really destroyed.
Ah, yes. So would that be Patrick Herron?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that was a mind blower.
Yeah, that really blew my mind, too, when I first read his book. It's called The Nephilim and the Pyramid of the Apocalypse, which is just a phenomenal book, because I have always been interested in history and in archaeology and things like that. To me, that really explained astronomy, it explained archaeology, it explained technology, and explained sort of the origins of it. And do I think that that it came from the Nephilim? Yeah, I do. I think that the Nephilim... well, here's a mind-boggler. Here's something for you to chew on. I've said this statement, and I mostly just said it for shock value, but if you pick it apart, it makes sense. God is an extraterrestrial, and people say, "Ah," you know, because they get all mad. They think of God flying around in a ship with big bald gray head and big black eyes and a little mouth and a little nose. What I'm saying when I say extraterrestrial means that he wasn't born on Earth. That's it. That's
exactly.
That's it. It's that simple. I mean, if you whip out the Legos and you build a castle, you're not from Castletown. You built Castletown. Same thing with this world. God didn't. He wasn't born here. So that makes him not of this world, extraterrestrial. The definition of the word sometimes has a lot of connotations. So, you know, subsequently, you can say also that the Nephilim, fallen angels, would be extraterrestrial also in nature, which explains a lot of the ancient astronaut theory, and it ties in with a lot of the other things, too. Where did this technology come from? Did it come from aliens? And if so, what are aliens? And I just, to me, it fits into my paradigm to think that they are, you know, people who've got a beef with the big guy, and they want to go ahead and screw up his plan. So they come on down here and try to do it, and they've done a pretty good job.
It's the big conspiracy.
Yeah, right on.
It just goes back so far that, you know, people can have a hard time relating. And
sure.
It's, you know, like you said before, it's pretty overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what else? You mentioned a couple of guests?
Well, the one about the bioengineering,
mm-hmm.
That was kind of the same thing, though.
Yeah.
There's really been quite a few. You had the guy from, it's gone now. But,
that's right.
You know, well, you've really... answered some questions that were
Good. Well, hey, that's what we try to do. I mean, like I said, everything, there's always one area of research or subject matter that's more interesting to somebody than another. And if we can all see, and that's why a lot of people say, I can't believe I had this guest on. And I've talked to people who have said, hey, I'm a Satanist, or hey, I'm an Illuminati member, or hey, I do this, and hey, I kill people for a living and whatnot. I mean, I've interviewed them all, because every single person has a piece of the puzzle. Now, your piece may be different than my piece, but they all fit together, and we realize the interconnectedness of everything that ever has gone on this planet and everything that ever will. And when you think of it that way, who can orchestrate and maneuver all these things in such a way? I'll give you an example. Corey Brackett, when she was on, she was talking about the aspartame and the components of aspartame and how they're all naturally occurring in various foods, but they all have like an extra enzyme attached to it when it's methyl ester. When you consume methyl ester and aspartame, it's extraordinarily bad for you. Poison yourself, alcohol poisoning. But when you eat methyl ester in fruit, it has like an enzyme attached to it that allows it to be processed out of your body. Who else could come up with that other than God? You know, there's so many different ways that we see, as Alistair Jackson, a past guest, has said, his fingerprints are all over everything, you know, and we just have to know where to look. And it could only look, the idea that all this has just accidentally happened, preposterous.
Oh, absolutely. When you think about their base, you know, base belief for evolution, you know, there was nothing which exploded, which goes against their very own man-made law of energy, mm-hmm. conservation, which is that matter or energy cannot be created.
Yeah.
Well, that's their whole base, and this life force that somehow, you know, made it through this huge fireball of an explosion, and all the way hurled randomly through space and landed on this planet,
mm-hmm.
and yada yada yada. We stood upright and ate some fruit.
Yeah, the the tornado in the junkyard theory. Tornado
yeah.
comes through a junkyard and builds a working vehicle. It just doesn't make sense. But you're absolutely right. I mean, if we've got human beings and they try to reproduce these things, take good elements out of good food and combine it to make super vitamins or super food, and it always fails miserably, what does that tell you? That accidentally everything came together perfectly, but the most brilliant minds on the planet can't do it, reproduce it artificially? What does that tell you?
It's the work of Satan.
That's right.
It's the work of Satan.
Well
said. It really is. You know, Satan, he tries to create things. He takes all of God's tinker toys.
Mm-hmm.
And tries to rearrange them and make something that he can call his. But you know what? God made all the tinker toys.
Amen.
Bottom line.
Jay, you got it, brother. I love hearing it.
I love you.
Hey, I love you too, man. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Wonderful stuff, folks. That's what it's all about. That's why we do the show, and that's why we have opportunities like this where you can weigh in with your thoughts and take us anywhere you want to go. 800-313-9443. Back with more calls and more of our open line hour here. We'll have about 25 minutes by the time we come back, so let's make the most of it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori.
finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. Let's keep going with the calls. Let's try this again. James of Texas. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Frank.
Yay, there you are.
There I am. I'm sorry. I had a major malfunction earlier.
That's okay.
Oh, but I'm just amazed at your show, and I'm amazed at what you've been talking about. But
you're too kind.
No, I'm not really that kind, because I do have to take exception with one thing.
Go for it.
The whole free will thing. I've really got to step back and say that I do think that we have free will.
Mm-hmm.
And I can point to what I think would be an example, and I think we're speaking the same language.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're just talking in different terms, and it's,
mm-hmm.
and the whole thing is with the free will. What we're talking about is what is God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we are God expressing, then free will would have to come into it, because otherwise God would just be a very bored individual who knew the outcome of everything.
Well, and I can understand that, but at the same time, who are we to know the nature of God? I mean, can God be bored? How do we know that he can? It's like, I think I always viewed God as more or less a director, like you would see in a movie. He's written the script, you know. He's written the movie. He's filming the movie as we go, but he knows how it's going to play out. You know what I mean? He may not have every single frame imagined in his mind, but he knows the dialogue and he knows the end result. I just think that if you looked at it in that perspective and you say that we're simply actors in a giant movie, doesn't that make more sense in terms of the nature of God? And I mean, I don't understand the nature of God, but I'd have to think that he's not a guy who has all these plans and has all this prophecy in his book and yet has no idea how he's going to accomplish those things, because there's no way. I mean, you know, like I said, you know, you tied your left shoe instead of your right shoe. You threw off the whole revelation. You screwed it all up, James, all by yourself. You know what I mean? It just seems kind of silly. So, I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. And I used to think that way. I used to think, man, it is all about my choices and how I choose to live my life. But I feel differently now after I've done the research, and I feel better. I do. I feel, to me, the idea that God's got it under control. Do you know what an incredible? I'll give you an example. I don't know
please,
how old you
please,
are.
Please, please.
Yeah, I don't know how old you are.
42.
Okay, I'm 32, and when I'm an extraordinarily light sleeper. Don't sleep a whole lot. I've always sort of suffered from insomnia. But I'll give you an example. When I go home to visit my parents, I sleep like a baby. I sleep like I've never slept since I lived there. And you know why? Because it's their house. I don't have to run around and check door locks. I don't have to turn off lights, and I don't have to worry about anybody breaking in. It's their house. I'm completely without any concerns. I sleep wonderfully. You know, noises don't wake me up. It's an amazing experience. And that, to me, is an example of the whole thing about just giving it all to God and saying, hey, you got it under control, my friend. I'll tell you what I can do also, James. If you don't have the capacity to pick up that book from Martin Zender, I will send you one. If you'd like.
I would like to read it.
It's a phenomenal book. All of his books have changed my life, every one of them. And I've had a hard time struggling with some of those concepts, too. And I realize, I guess, in the end that, you know, the easiest way is the simplest way, that it's man who has complicated everything. We have done everything.
I really think we're saying the same thing.
I do.
We're just saying it in different languages.
Yeah. Well, I guess the main sticking point, then, is what you're saying is free will. And I'm just saying that I think we do make choices, but I think God knows what we're going to choose. And I know it's kind of like a muddied sort of...
But then doesn't it become repetitive overall? Because we're both agreeing on the same God, mm-hmm. So how could it be flawed at all? And that's what I'm talking about when it comes to the truth and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's, you know, there's nothing... I'm not trying to, like, try and layer in anything here. Or say that what I'm saying is right and what saying is right.
No, this is just a good dialogue.
You know?
I'm enjoying it. No, I like these kind of discussions. I've always liked the deep discussions, you know. No, I agree with what you're saying. I guess the main thing that I would say is this.
I would love to read the book.
Yeah, well, definitely. We'll just have to get in touch, and I'll get a mailing address for you, and I'll get you. I'm sure I have an extra copy of that laying around, so I'll find it. But you can listen to the interview we did when the book came out, too, on his website as well, which is martinzender.com. It's a difficult thing for a lot of people, because they want to feel that they've got control of their lives. They want to feel like they're doing something. And I'm not saying that they're not. I think that if you know anybody who's really creative, and maybe you are. I don't know. Maybe you aren't. Just everybody's different ways to be creative. You know,
Sum me up in about four words there.
Oh, okay. Which part? That you are creative?
Maybe you are, maybe you aren't.
Okay. Okay. Well, if you've looked at the people who are very, very creative, and I'll give you an example, like a director, and I use this already, but you look like a Steven Spielberg or something like that. And you know, aside from the man and all of his, you know, the negatives of it, but just take any director for that matter, who's very passionate about what they do. They want their vision to be on screen, and they don't really take kindly to people sort of dorking around with the dialogue and ad-libbing and whatnot. They want it to be done a certain way, and they're very meticulous about it. What's his name with the really bad eyebrows? Can't think of his name right now. Scorsese. He'll do like 85 takes of like one person saying something and just over the top crazy stuff. But the end result is usually really darn good. So I think of it that way. The director's not saying, well, it's boring because I know how it's going to play out. It's boring because I've got the whole thing envisioned in my head. It's seeing this vision come to life. It's seeing the fruition of the plan, I think, that where the joy comes in. It's not boredom. It's probably pride. It's probably pleasure. I don't know. I think if you read the book, it might change how you feel about things, because he's far better at that stuff than I am. He's probably the greatest Bible scholar I've ever spoken with, Martin Zender is. He's just really top-notch at explaining things. And I call him all the time when I have questions about stuff. But, yeah, it's a great book. And I think, again, free will, you know, people want to feel like they have control of their life. They want to feel that like they're doing something. And they hate the idea that it's all planned out. But to me, it's a comfort.
I don't actually really believe in free will as in the term of free will. I just think of the whole idea that what we do is God expressing.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. So you're saying that it's like...
That we're not... That God doesn't necessarily know what exactly we're going to... And I'm talking down to, like, little tiny, mm-hmm. like, flinches, like, movements.
Sure.
Like... exactly how we live our life, our next reaction to the next thing that pops into our head,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of these things, I have to believe that is a huge thing for me,
sure.
that I have to believe that God is not just one stagnant situational thing that mm-hmm. just keeps going around and just always is and never gets bigger.
Mm.
And so
hmm.
I really honestly believe that all of the little things that we do, I mean, whether we realize it or not, are, you know, helping.
Sure.
You know, and I think maybe that's what I mean by we're speaking the same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the same thing, only using different languages. And maybe I don't have a language to really, you know, put forth what I have in my head.
Hey, I feel the same way, brother, and I talk for a living, so don't feel bad about that. But
I did not want to leave without you, you know, trying to understanding what I was trying.
Oh, no. Look, here's the thing, my friend. I walk into this studio every night, and well, not every night, but you know, when I'm here, when I walk in the door, I always have every single belief structure up for grabs. Everything can be knocked down and rebuilt in a new fashion in the span of 4 hours. And I welcome the challenge. And that's how I've come by all my beliefs. I've had many, many, many of my illusions shattered. Many, many of my beliefs have been changed. But, you know, let me give you an example. It wouldn't be something you said per se, but it might be something you said that stimulated me to look and dig and find, you know, but that's how these things happen. I get smarter because of you guys and because of the guests and because of all the interaction that I have. It's a wonderful opportunity. Otherwise, if I didn't do the show, okay, and let's say I worked at a radio station but didn't do a show, that's bizarre, but let's say I did. So I would walk into this building, and then these people would be the only people I interacted with. That's so limiting to me, but that's why I like the show, because it gives all of us an opportunity to bounce ideas off of each other. You hear other callers hear you. You know, everybody hears the guest, you know, so on and so forth. To me, it works, and that's why I like, you know, when somebody calls up and says, well, what about this, or how about this way? What if you think of it in this fashion? I like that. Now, if you called up and said, Frank, you're a, you know, SOB, and I'm going to rip you a new one here on the airwaves, well, that isn't an opportunity. That's attacking somebody with truth, rather than, you know, coaxing them into this. Nobody welcomes that kind of thing. You know, that's already, you're already defeated when you approach things in that manner. So the way I like the disagreements. I like people when they're thinking. So yeah, this is great, man.
Well, you know, it's funny, because if you look over talk radio in the last few years, there's been a lot of disagreements that wound up with nice stuff. What I thought was a disagreement that really isn't a disagreement.
Right on. Well, that's really what most of it is. Just people see things through, you know, we're the sum total of our experiences, my friend. We see things through the eyes that we have and the eyes that we've had our whole lives, and we're not seeing things the same way, but that doesn't mean that we're completely off base with each other. No, and a lot of people enjoy the attack talk radio. They like the screaming and the yelling. I just, to me, I don't get into that, man. I mean, I'm a scrapper. But if you call into the show and you attack me, or you approach me in an attacking manner, you're probably going to get both barrels, and you probably won't like it. But because I've been doing this for 14 years, I can pretty much handle any type of call. But at the same time, but just the discourse, the dialogue, I love this. This is why I do the show, for these conversations.
Yeah, I wish I had more that I could really articulate about, you know, how I feel about the whole thing without. I mean, I basically agree with you that it's all. How to agree with you and say that I think there's another side to it?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know how to do that, so maybe I'll have to say that for another time.
Well, you know, and like I said, that's the whole thing. So maybe you heard me make a statement and you take some umbrage with it, but then you maybe go and dig around and you either, you know, solidify your thought process or maybe you dispute your own thought process. Wherever it takes you, my friend, we're always here. Just give us a call back.
All right.
All right, my man. Thanks for the call. Fantastic stuff. That's why I do the show, man. I enjoy these types of interactions. We got some time. 800-313-9443. Jeff in Vermont, welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Welcome.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm pretty good. I don't know why I'm up, but I was listening to your show, and it was pretty interesting.
Good.
Yeah. Have you ever read this book called The Orion Mystery by Graham Hancock?
No, but I've interviewed Graham.
Have you really?
I sure have. He's fantastic. Yeah. I interviewed him about his most recent book, whose title escapes me. I have quite a library, and I have a lot of people come over and just take books. I'm borrowing this, and then, you know, I forget what the book is, and then, you know, 5 years later they give it back to me, and I say, oh, yeah. But, yeah, I've interviewed him with his most recent book. It was about drugs.
Oh,
fantastic
really?
Book. Yeah, what he did is basically he went to all the different shamans and he went to all the different cultures and whatnot, and he did hallucinogenics all over the world with all these different shamans. He wanted to figure out why there was this commonality. Why were people of different cultures, worlds apart, centuries apart, all seeing the same things, the same images, the same visualizations, and they're in different environments. One's in the jungle, one's in the desert, but they're both seeing, you know, snakes or ladders or something like that. It's very, very bizarre, but an incredible book. And it really, in my opinion, it proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is a spiritual side to all this, that there is another dimension out there, and you know, you can tap into it. But the question is that the right way to do it? And are you doing it for the right reasons? And I think some people get lost along the way experimenting with that stuff. But Graham is fantastic.
That's a question, yeah. Like mm-hmm. Yodi and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see what you're saying with God, but I just, my whole family, I was brought up, you know, Catholic and Seventh-day Adventist, my
sure.
Mormon, and I just can't, I'm so sick of organized religion.
Amen.
I can't go into a church. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
Well,
you know?
I it's funny you mention that. I was having the same discussion with a friend today on the phone, and I said, "Listen, I said I was mocking churchgoers, you know, because I always do that." And it was in the context of the story I related earlier to a friend who had just gotten a job at a Christian company. I said, "Don't let them Christians chase you away from God." And
yeah,
it was tongue in cheek, but there's a certain truth to that. And that's why I don't know if I consider myself a Christian. I don't know that there's a term for me, because Christian itself, I know it's supposed to mean follower of Christ, but it's been co-opted by the churches. Its credibility has been tarnished. And as a result of that, so many people who go the way of New Age or they become atheists, they come out of organized religion because they see the strings. And the hypocrisy and the vileness and the greed and the selfishness and the self-congratulatory socialism that goes on in these organizations, where it's a big sideshow. Who can drive the nicest car? Who can wear the most expensive suit? Who, you know, prays the loudest and genuflects the deepest and sits the strongest? I mean, whatever the case may be, it's ridiculous. So what I said is this: I don't limit myself to a one-hour obligation. It's not community service, okay? I'm not on the side of the road picking trash 1 hour a week, but that's how people view church. It's an opportunity. They go there, and they look very pious, you know, when they're looking down. And when they're standing up, their nose is up in the air, and they're looking side eyes at everybody, you know, trying to see, oh, what's Mr. Johnson? Look at his suit. That looks like he got it from Kmart. And then, oh, Mrs. Johnson's got a low-cut dress. I'll just check her out. I'm supposed to be praying. And then they get out in the parking lot. And they're slamming on the brakes, and they're slamming on the gas, and they're flipping people the bird, going, screw you, because they're done. They fulfilled their weekly obligation. I choose to live this. And as a result of that, I don't need church. You know what I mean? I don't need to feel it once a week. I want to feel it all the time. Church is a lie, in my opinion. In my experience, and I should say this, I'm open to it. If I found a church, I would go. I just haven't found one.
I think you're going to be looking a long time.
Probably. but yeah. Don't give up on it, man. Don't let you know the social groups don't let them drag you down.
I have the Thomas Jefferson outlook. The relationship between the creator is between me and the creator, and
there you go.
I don't need. I mean, I'm really busy, so it's kind of hard to find time to even go to church. My children actually go to Catholic school, parochial school, because mm-hmm. they don't like the public school system. Mm-hmm. We kind of want to have Jesus involved in their life, you know, some way, shape, or form.
Sure. Hang on a second, my friend. We'll let you finish up when we come back here from this quick break. Folks, only about 10 minutes left in the show, but we'll be back in only 3 with more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back, folks. Boy, I tell you what, 4 hours flies when you're having fun, and I am having fun with you guys this evening. Jeff in Vermont, welcome back, sir.
Hey, I guess I'd belong to a church if they were non-501c3 and they didn't support the Zionist State of Israel, and those two prerequisites are pretty hard to find nowadays.
Well, you know, that's probably true, and I don't really dig that deep, because to me the organization is not that important. I mean, I think of this as my fellowship, you know, being able to talk to you guys and talk to guests and things like that. And to me, the truth is all-encompassing. It involves, you know, things like what we've talked about tonight with our guests. It involves faith. It involves everything. I don't know. And as far as Israel goes, I mean, I'm not this anti-Israel person at all. I don't care. But my take on it is that if we're paying all this money because they're God's people, then let God defend them. Well, can he do a better job?
I guess you can look at it that way. But it's just, you know... There's a synagogue called the Neutra Carter, about an hour and a half, and they're an anti-Zionist, you know, synagogue. And these Zionists, these other people, burnt their synagogue to the ground yesterday. I mean, burnt it to the ground.
Wow.
And this happened yesterday, and, you know, Rabbi Weiss, and, you know, I've never met him before, but I've read a lot of his stuff online, and he's got a valid point, you know. If you're Torah Jew, then the Messiah is the State of Israel, and that's what the Bible says, not this secular secular movement, which was the form of the State of Israel, and it was formed by, you know, communist, Bolshevik, you know, Russian people, you know, I just if you study and you look into it and you approach it with totally open mind, with absolute integrity, you'll discover what really went on. And
sure, and I'm not saying that I haven't, or that, you know, I haven't looked into this, but to me it's I'm trying to think of the best way for me, and this is just my humble opinion, and that's all it is, but I would say this, you know, if we have an interest in cars, let's say you and I are both interested in cars, we're interested in all aspects of cars, presumably, but there are areas that we're very specific on. Let's say that I'm, you know, really interested in tire pressure. And you're like, tire pressure, that has no bearing whatsoever on cars. That's kind of how I feel with the anti-Israel focus and the anti-Zionism. To me, it's a non-issue. It's all part and parcel of the New World Order. You know, there are many different players on that field and on that team. And they come from all countries and all religions, and they're all colors, and they're all ages, and they're all genders. So I don't know. I don't think there's one who's any more or less dangerous or corrupt than anybody else. To me, they're all
people.
Yeah, they're all people, and people are messed up most of the time.
you just have to look at their motivational factor.
Sure.
You know, and it's just in that, you have to totally approach it with a totally open mind and just look at it and make your decision. You know, life's all about making decisions.
That's right.
And I know you had this fate thing, and I'm not really sure. Maybe God does have a blueprint to everybody, and I'm not going to disagree with that aspect. But, you know,
well, if you have an open mind, you know, maybe he'll and maybe say a prayer and say, God, I don't know if you're there, but if you are, maybe you can prove it to me. And who knows? I mean, it might something might come out of it. But, you know, God is always there when people need him, and people do need him, and they do ask, and usually they receive, and they just say, you know, they might explain it away or something. But Jeff, I've really enjoyed it. Thank you for the call, sir, and I hope to hear from you again in the future. And folks, have yourselves a spectacular day. We'll see you tomorrow.